Squared makes Zoom Text and Big Shot, both low vision products. Actually, Big Shot can be used by someone who is not technically low vision. We kind of dubbed it in the office the product for the bifocal generation. If you've ever seen someone trying to tip their head until they got clear view of their screen, that's kind of what we thought about when we started marketing Big Shot again. We just introduced Big Shot 2.12, which solves a lot of particular video card problems that we were having with that product. So that's on our website right now. As far as Zoom Text, we are selling 8.11, and the latest update to that, 8.11.2, is on our website right now. Why do you need 8.11.2? The main reason is we had some glitches with Outlook Express, and 8.11.2 hopefully solves all of those. We've had some people from the Veterans Administration or veterans themselves who have been diligently emailing me and saying, you know, this email doesn't read correctly, this email doesn't read, and this one doesn't either. And I think we've finally gotten a handle on that. So Outlook Express with Zoom Text should read very well now. The new things in Zoom Text 8.1, for those of you who aren't familiar with the Zoom Text products or haven't looked at it since 8.0, we added web finders and desktop finders to 8.1.0. So if you're on a website and you want to do a list of links, you can do so. You can search that list of links, and then you have three options. Once you find a link that you're interested in, you can either execute that link with the touch of a button, you can scroll to that link, which just brings that link into view, or the third option would be to scroll to that link and start reading from there. One of the things that we added to our product between version 7 and 8 was the application reader. You no longer have to go to a separate part of the product to do document reading. You can read from the native application. So when I say that the web finder is going to go to that link and read from there, it means that it's going to start App Reader and read from there. Also in 8.10, we added powers less than 2. So if you need just a little bit of magnification, you can go to 1.75, 1.5, or 1.25. Something exciting, as far as I'm concerned, I work in tech support, something exciting that we added in 8.1 is the auto-update feature. When you start Zoom Text, if you have an always-on internet connection, it's going to check and see if we have an update available. If the update is available, you'll be notified and you can say, yes, I want to do the update now, or no, I'd rather not. This is a great way for the user to keep the latest version right on the desktop. The update will download, will install, and then you just have to reboot the computer to be on the very latest version. I'm at booth 27. I'm the only one here down from Vermont for AI Squared. And since it's the first time I've spoken like this, I just rushed through my notes, and it probably didn't take anywhere near 10 minutes. But if there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer. Yes, sir.
I use Zoom Text all the time, so I just leave it so it comes on when my computer comes on. And, of course, I then connect to the line. But at least in the previous version, the 8.1, whatever the just last recent version was, it won't recognize that you need one unless you open Zoom Text after you've connected to your computer line. That's an interesting curiosity. I just wondered if you planned to fix that or if that's just one of the facts of life.
So that we would actually say, okay, we didn't have an internet connection when we started Zoom Text, but suddenly we do. So let's check again during the usage so that you know that update is available.
Yeah, or something. I have to turn it off and
right,
then turn
and
it
restart
on.
Restart Zoom
and
Text.
That very last one I found that way. You know, because
okay.
I turned off Zoom Text for some other reason. Okay. It's not inconvenient, especially since you sometimes email notices anyway. But it's curious. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. That's something that I will mention to our quality assurance department and see if there's something that they can do so that instead of just checking that once, we check later on in the process so that people who connect to the internet afterwards can also get that facility. Thank you.